Now, what is that which is superior to the fire element also? It is space. Akashovava. Tejaso bhuyan. It is the space. The phenomenon called space. Akashaha. Tejasaha bhuyan. Space is superior to the fire element also. Greater than the fire element. It is more pervasive. What is it which pervades more than fire is what? The space. Okay. Why do we say that? Because the fire principle obtaining in any form, whether in the form of a sun or moon or fire or stars or lightning, all these different, you know, forms of fire, forms of only one fire element, they all do exist where? Only in space. The phenomenon called fire does not exist outside of this space. Isn't it? So space is all accommodative. Space accommodates fire. So space is accommodative of the fire. Where can fire exist, first of all? Fire has to exist only in space. And here the doubt might come, okay, we learnt about the food, water, then we saw, we learnt one by one, but now we have left the prana, we left the vayu element, isn't it? Why? The doubt might come. We jumped from fire to space. We left the air element. The thing is, Shankara Bhopada says, later on, the air element is going to be discussed elaborately later on, as samashti prana. Your time being, he leaves it. And second thing, pervading this air element alone, the fire pervades the, you know, space. The fire burns everything, heats up the everything. That has been mentioned earlier. Therefore, he, in between, the air element is skipped. He straight away go to the space. So, what is superior to the fire? Space. Why? All this, the fire principle, the phenomenon called fire, obtaining in many forms, exists where only in the space. He is saying that now, Akashevai, Surya Chandramasam, Surya Chandramaso, Ubhau, Vidyut, Nakshatrani, Agnihi, Akashena, Ahvayati. Okay. I think I had to put a full stop there. Suryaha Chandramasau Ubhau. Suryaha Chandramasau Ubhau. Ubhau means both. Both sun and the moon, which are two forms of fire principle, they obtain in the space only. Where do they exist? Only in space. The doubt might come. Chandramasa means what? No. Moon. Moon also is a fire principle? Yes. Know why? Moon also reflects only sunlight. It is cool. That's a different thing. But still, moon also reflects only sunlight. Therefore, sun happens to be the one fire, Agni Amsha. Isn't Agni Tattvam? Fire, the sun happens to be, S-U-N sun happens to be the form of fire principle. Moon happens to reflect the sun. Moon also is what? Another aspect of the fire principle only. These sun and moon exist where? Only in space. Not outside of space. They are accommodated in space. Then, what about the lightning? Lightning seems to be happening in the sky. Lightning also in space. Nakshatrani. Oh my God, we talk about the stars, the galaxies. Where are the stars? Where are the stars? Stars are another aspect of the fire principle. They all exist only in space. Agnihi. Okay? The very fire element itself, where does it exist? Not outside of space. Isn't it? There is no such a thing called a phenomenon existing outside of this space. Fire needs the locus, the place to be, and the space is this place of the fire. The fire obtains any form, nakshatrani, vidyut, lightning, stars, sun, moon, or fire as the fire itself exists only in space. Okay. Now he says, akashena ahvayati. See, even the organ of speech for which devata is Agni. Know that? Agni devata, it is the fire principle which presides over your organ of speech. And when you make sounds, isn't it? When you call somebody, where do you call? For the sound to be produced, there must be space in the, cavity. The space must be there inside the mouth. If you put the ball and fill the stomach, even now what now? Sound cannot come out. Organ of speech will be helpless if the space inside your mouth is filled something. So space, only from the space the sound originates. Shabda gunakaha akashaha. Hope you remember this old lesson. Sound is the quality of the quality of this space. Therefore, the sound emerges from space, it travels in space. It enters into your ear, there also space. That's where it enters. Suppose you block it, no space, block, sound cannot enter. For the sound to originate, for the sound to travel, for the sound to enter, to remain, it needs what? Space. Not outside of space. Therefore, he says, akashena ahvayati. It's only because of the blessing of presence of space is blessing. Blessing of space, there is one calls other person, akashena shrunoti. One listens, one hears because of the blessing of the space. If the space is blocked, you cannot hear anything, call anything. Akashena. Okay, then akashe na pratishrunoti shrunotu akashe ramate. So again, you do not hear also where? In space. Then akashe ramate. Only as people enjoy, rejoice where? Remaining in space. Akashe na ramate. People also feel unhappy only in space. Jayate akasham abhijayata. Therefore, everything happens in space, rejoices in space, feels upset in space. See, for any experience happens only in space. Experience of things, thereby rejoicing, likes or dislikes, or enjoyment, or anything is possible only if there is space, isn't it? So space is all accommodative. If there is no such thing called space, fire cannot even exist. And without in fire, nothing else will be possible. Our space is relatively much more superior to even the fire principle, because fire does not accommodate everything. Space accommodates everything. The very name space, akashaha, why? All pervasively remaining accommodates everything. Avakasha pradata akashaha. I said the same word in Taittiriya Upanishad class also. Avakasha pradata akashaha. Asamantat kashate iti akashaha. That which shines everywhere, that which is there everywhere. Because space is spatially limitless. There is no place where space is not. Therefore, it's all pervasive. Space accommodates everything, including the fire. Therefore, the space is superior to the fire. Therefore, what should he do? See, understand the all pervasiveness, appreciate this fact of space being the only thing which is spatially limitless. Everything else is spatially limited. Space alone is spatially limitless. Everything else existing in space is spatially limited. And space accommodates everything, is it? Therefore, the space is superior and greater in the standpoint of everything else. And see the greatness, appreciate the greatness of the space from the standpoint of everything else. Therefore, how space is, see this, it's a fact. You see the greatness of space, understand. And finally had to come to you, isn't it? What is utter than space also, we'll see later on. Therefore, may you meditate upon space as Brahma. He says, Akasham Upasva Iti. Everything is born in Brahman. Akasha space exists in space, resolves in space. Every being rejoices in space. Everything happens in space. Therefore, may you meditate upon space as Brahma.
Saha yaha akasham brahmetyupaste akashavataha vai salokan prakashavataha asambadhan urugayavataha abhisidyati.
What he says? This person who meditates upon space as Brahma. Analyze the space, understand the space, see what this space is, thereby understand the greatness of space, and pay attention to this fact of appreciation of fact, space being glorious and great and big, isn't it? And this is called what now? Seeing space as Brahma. Therefore, this space is also Brahma. Space is reality, relatively greater. Therefore, see this space as Brahma. If a person really analyzes this and sees this fact, meditates upon this space as Brahma, and as a result of which, he will go to Akashavataha Lokan Prakashavataha. He will reach the places, he will be in places which are brilliant, which are full of light and joy and lots of space. Okay, for a person to be in a bigger space, to enjoy a big space, he must have done some meditation upon space as Brahma. See, whatever you meditate upon, you get that, you become that. You become as magnanimous, as generous, as big as the space. And you live in a place which is much bigger place, isn't it? Instead of driving your cars on London roads, you'll be driving your cars on American roads. I was to come out of, in India, you will see, my God, lots of rock. Like China, even the highly developed country will suit many people. And you see, you have to drive in the countryside 1 mile, 2-3 miles to go and say hi to Mita. You have to give all the way from here to there. Why? A lot of space in between. Which means you will not be cramped in a suffocating place. You will be in a big places. It's called what now? Going to the Akashavataha Lokan Prapti. No, Akashavataha Loka Prapti means what now? Being blessed with the joy of moving, being able to move around, moving around in the bigger places. Akashavataha, I think we'll all should do this meditation. Akashavataha Loka. Then not only that, not only external space, inner space also, isn't it? Your mind expands, expansion of the mind will be there. So it will be highly generous, magnanimous, and much more accommodative of everything in the world. Accommodative of situation, accommodative of people and their nonsense behavior also. The accommodative nature will be there. Good, isn't it? How do you accommodate? Because of subtleness. I don't go into the details. I'll let you know. Anyway. So, asambadhan urugayavataha. Urugayavan also means what? Urugayam also means the bigger space. That's all. Abhisiddhyati. So, he will go to big places. He'll have bigger space for his enjoyment. So, he will be as pervasive as this space. He'll be much more, he'll become a very highly eminent person. Because he'll be as pervasive as the space. And he'll be able to move freely at his will everywhere. Means his mobility, his influence will be in keeping with his, isn't it? His mobility, his movement, associations, contacts will be in keeping with his influence. The influence will be in keeping with his magnanimity and bigness, fame and name. Isn't it? That's what he means. So again he asks, great. Is there anything which is greater than this face? Akashat bhuyaha asti kim bhagavaha. Akashat vava bhuyosti. Yes, Sanatkumara says, yes, there's something greater than the space also. Superior to the space also. What is that? Tanme Bhagavan Bravidu. Would you please teach me what is that which is superior to the space? Iti dvadashaha khandaha. Okay, I'm stopping here. Know why? The next thing, what is that which is superior to the space is smaraha. Smaraha means remembrance, the memory. Oh, how is memory superior to the space? We'll see next class. Okay? We have to say a lot for this memory. It's something, talk to you so much about meditation. And I had to say something more about this maraha. We have only three more things now. Three more objects are there. We'll cover everything in half an hour or 40 minutes next class. Then we'll start our Bhumavidya. Okay? Don't miss next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. See, I want to tell you one important thing. When we are taught meditation, especially these the sessions, the classes on meditation, and the taught by Sanatkumara to Narada, here each meditation makes us see the importance of every small subtle phenomenon. When you see the importance, see the importance of the phenomenon, you see understand the greatness of the phenomenon. When you understand the greatness, means you are focused, placing attention on this fact, how every phenomenon at its own level is superior and the great, how it is important. I mean, appreciate this, you see it as Bhagavan. Because it is important, because it is great, it is Bhagavan, it is Brahma. And when you are understanding, now even in the class, it is meditation only. When you place attention, focus on the simple fact, what the Shastram teaches, which you already know. It's not that Shastram teaches something which you do not know at all. When Shastram teaches, it only helps you see what you already seem to be knowing. But you never paid attention to it. You never focus, isn't it? See, we never sit and think, oh, what is this space? How great this space is? Why the space is great? You do not know. You only see the spaces. See, you can't have reverence towards the space, isn't it? When you see what the space is, how the space is, how it is all accommodative, how nothing exists outside of the space, how space is actually all accommodative. Space is space limitless. Isn't it? Definitely space is superior and greater from the standpoint of other elements such as air or fire or food or everything. Space is very accommodative, is greater. You see that? So it is only a simple fact. So Shastram makes us appreciate this fact. Shastram serves instrumental in helping us see, pay the attention, see the fact and be with the fact. See, understand the fact, appreciate the fact, be with the fact, isn't it? Is what is meditation. Being with the fact you understood in the class is what? Being with the being in meditation. You are not doing meditation, you are in meditation. Isn't it true? That's why Upasana means don't think outwards you have to go and sit like this. Then people, I see them, eyes now will go like this. I get headache when I see them. Don't need to do anything, just be simple. And just take each paragraph, each section of the 7th chapter. And what, of course, this Gadamada, the problem is, there's no proper full stop, there's no quotation, there's no comma. All the words are put jumbled. So we have to carefully see where the full stop has to be put and what is a sentence, you know, the teacher's sentence is, which is a teacher's sentence and which is the Anand Kumara sentence, which is the Narada sentence, that you have to know. That is how Upanishad is, okay? That's the Vedamantas are like that. That's why you have to study with the help of the teacher. But in each paragraph, in each section, there is one small meditation. Meditation means what now? You are helped to place your attention on a given fact of how that each phenomenon discussed is great, superior, in a given context. You see the importance of it. So once you see the importance of it, greatness of it, and you see it as Brahma means, all that you can do, it you can have reverence towards everything. Is meditations expand your mind in the sense you are able to have reverence towards everything in life. Reverence. That is what now? Maturity. Having reverence toward everything in life means what? You are subtle. The grosser you are, more, and I tell you, the less reverence you have for things in life, the gross-minded you are. The more reverence you have for things in life, the much subtler person you are. Subtler means what? You are able to appreciate the subtle facts, which we might have known, might not have paid attention to it. So Upanishad, if you do not know, it teaches you. If you know also, it helps you see it. Be with the fact. So be understanding the fact, acknowledging the fact, appreciating the fact, and being with the fact, and there be seeing that fact as Brahma is what? Seeing that the from involved in that fact as Brahma is meditation. So in the class we are not doing meditation, we are in meditation. Is it clear? It's a big thing. You are in meditation. When you go on your way back also, if you just take one phenomenon and think how it is great, yeah, how it is true. Shastra teaching, it does not contradict your reasoning. No. I cannot accept at all. Shastram says it is wrong. It can't be. I don't think so. That's not true. You can never say that. Because Shastram, nowhere does it say that. Until now, whatever it has taught, does it make you feel contradictory to anything what Shastram says? No. Isn't it? Therefore, understanding the teaching itself is what now? Being in meditation is a meditation. In the class, you were in meditation. Now, if you remember the facts, you will continue to be in meditation. If you forget the facts, that's a different thing. You will not forget. That is why always Shastram does not make you do meditation. Shastram helps you to be in meditation by bringing into light the facts which you do not see. By making you see the fact is what? Making you remain in meditation. Is it clear?
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Om.
Actually, if you really want clear understanding, please worship, invoke Bhagavan as now Hanuman. You really have good subtleness of mind.
Ramaya Rama Bhadraya Rama Chandraya Vedase Raghunathaya Nathaya Sitaya Pataye Namaha Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Sita Lakshmana Bharata Shatrughna Hanumat Samita Sri Ramachandra Parabrahmane Anjananandanam Viram Janaki Shokanashanam Kapishamakshahantaram Vande Lanka Bhayankaram Buddhirbalam Yashodhairyam Nirbhayatvamarogata Ajadyam Vakpatutvam Chahanumat Smaranat Bhavet Asadhya Sadhaka Swamine Asadhyam Tavakim Vada Ramaduta Daya Sindhu Matkaryam Sadhaya Prabhu Om Bhagavate Hanumate Anjaneyaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
See you next class. You'll do Rama Japa next class. Rama Japa.